Today, Bezer, we're continuing in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak of Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Habegim mitamei mishum shlosha shlosha medrash. So we mentioned that cloth can become tamei if it's 3x3 tefachim, with tumas medrash. Umishum shlosha shlosha shlotamei meis. But if it's even just 3x3 at tzbaos, then it could become tamei with tumas meis. Tzbaos is like the width of your thumb. A tefach is the width of your whole fist. Hasak arba al arba, sackcloth that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, ha'or chamisha al chamisha, leather that's 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim, mapat shisha al shisha, a wooden mat can become tamei if it's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, shavin l'midras l'tamei tamei meis, and that applies to both tumas midras as well as tumas meis. Rabbi Meir omer hasak shiora varba'a, if you have a piece of sackcloth that was torn off of an previously existing piece of sackcloth, it can become tamei if it's 4x4 tefachim, utchilasu mishayigamer. But when it's not ripped off from something, it's the original thing, the original item, then even if it's 4x4 tefachim, it's not going to become tamei until you finish weaving it together. You close up the weave. Mishnah Gimel. So, ha'osu shnayim in a beged vechon asak. Let's say you attach two textiles to one another. So, you take 3x3 tefachim, but 2 tefachim of beged and 1 tefach of sackcloth, shloshim nasak ve'echem min ha'or, or 3 of sackcloth and 1 of leather, arba min ha'or ve'echem min ha'mapatz, or 4 of leather and 1 of wooden mat, tahar. So it's all tahar because the material that needs a bigger shear can't be mashlim the shear for the textile that needs a smaller shear. Chamisha min ha'mapatz ve'echem min ha'or. If you have 5 from the mapatz and 1 from the or, arba min ha'or ve'echad min ha'sak, shlosh min ha'sak ve'echad min ha'beged, tamei, meaning the item that requires a lesser shear can be mashlim the item that requires the greater shear. Zeklal kol shechiblo min ha'chomer mimenu tamei, min ha'kal mimenu tahar. Anytime you attach something from that which is more chomer from it, then it's going to be able to be mashlim the shear to be mitamei. But from that which is more kal, it will not be able to be mashlim the shear and it will be Tahar. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that the various measurements of the different textiles in order to be Mekabel Tumah, and then in Mishnah Gimel we spoke about combining the different textiles to equal up a measurement that is Mekabel Tumah, with the rule being that a more chamer textile can be mashal mashir of that which is less chamor, but not vice versa. Next time we'll pick up with Perchav Zayin Mishnah Dalit.